With pleasure, Siaranusha. Welcome everyone to today's AP Rallo Singapore Showcase Organising Committee call on Thursday the 6th of February at 0600 UTC. On today's floor we have Siaranusha Vardanyan, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Maureen Hilliard, Philadel Yeo and Bikram Shrestha. We have apologies noted from Ali Al-Mishal and Pavan Budrani. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Gisela Gruber. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Siaranusha.
Thank you, Gisela. Let's start our discussion based on the recent updates I had from Sylvia related to budget. So, just for your information, we will start not from the action items from the previous call, but we will start from the revised budget discussion. Please, Gisela, put on the screen two versions of the budget. I just have sent it to OC members. Olivier, I am sorry I didn't send it to you. I didn't want to overburden you with all those emails, but we will discuss it now, and I will send it later as a confirmation and final one for you, just for your awareness. So we just got the information from the meeting department and communication department related to some changes in the budget. The calculations related to reception catering costs were not done so properly at that time, and now we have the new and updated prices for that. We need to decide for how many people we should order the catering. So initially we had one for 100, and we were fully happy then when DotAsia agreed to cover the whole cost. But now we have for 100, you see now on your screen the budget for 75 people. And we need extra 1,143.15. And the second page, if you can put the second version as well, Gisela, we will need, and this is 400 people, where we need 1,791.49. The difference is about in catering only was about $1,000. So right. We need to decide now for how many people we want to move forward, for 75 or 400. And based on that, we should start thinking about the sponsors. Can I hear your suggestions, Cheryl? Mm-hmm.
This is Sylvia Vivanco. If I may just add that the budget...
Sylvia, please.
The budget was increased due to the drinks menu, which was a little bit higher than we expected. For 1 hour, the waste price is for hour of service. So for 1 hour of service for beer, wine, and sodas, we have two different budgets, one for the price of $2,800 and the second for $2,100 for 175, the other one for 75 persons. So that the drinks is what has made the budget higher, the required money higher. Basically, we have a price per person of $28 for drinks. The canapes, the food, the pricing didn't change. It's the same pricing as provided a few months ago. The difference is the drink.
Okay. Yes. So the matter is the drink, and that's why, and also taxes are included. So it increased the price. Any ideas on that, for how many people we should move forward, 400 or 75? And just take into consideration that these prices are for only 1 hour. And our showcase is planned for 2 hours. At least the first initial hour will be the speeches, etc. But I think by the end of the speech for the second hour, we will come to the serving part. So I think that will be good for having them just for 1 hour, sir.
Yeah, Cheryl here, indeed. That works perfectly well for the 1 hour service in the second hour. Sylvie just mentioned that normally we have 150. That indicates to me that we would be really, I think, poorly served if we didn't at least cater for 100. I really think if we have a larger number of people in for the formal proceedings and then the beginning of the things like the dance, etc. I think we'll probably lose, you know, that sort of 50 in that transition time. So I think we'd be fairly safe for catering for 100. I don't think we'd be safe catering for 75.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. Any other suggestions, any other ideas? I completely agree with you. Forward for 100 people. So, and Maureen is also supporting 100. So let's now plan for 100, as we all, I think, and no objections on this. So let's put the budget for 100. Gisela, please put the budget for 100. Yes, I agree, Maureen. We still have a couple of people to approach, so we may be on the safe side. So at least it's good that we have this changes 1 month at least prior to the event. Okay, so we have the budget. Yes, Cheryl.
Just before you go to Heidi, sorry to jump in, Heidi, but when we're looking for sponsors, can I suggest we just ask for a $2,000 or $1,000, remembering these are, I assume, Singapore dollars, donations. So can you also change that amount to a US dollar, which is normally what any of our sponsors would be funding us in? Thanks.
Heidi? And the response to this?
This is Heidi. Thank you, Cheryl. You know, I do understand that you're thinking that 100 would be a safe amount, but I do note that that means that there is almost a $2,000 budget shortfall. And this is in addition to the $1,200 being sponsored by ICANN and the $2,180 sponsored by .Asia. So before any order can be placed, that budget shortfall will need to be covered. So I wanted to state that. And while I have the floor, just very quickly, the way it normally works in the past with successful showcases is that the first 15 minutes you have the drinks being served while people are entering and there might be entertainment. Then that is stopped. The speeches go on. And then during the second hour, the first 45 minutes, which is really when people are doing their most, you know, their networking, et cetera, that's the second time, the 45 minutes totaling for 1 hour where the drinks and the food are served. So that's why in a two-hour showcase, we're only budgeting for 1 hour of food and drinks. Thank you.
Heidi, Cheryl here. Unfortunately, yes. Splitting an hour worth of service in Singapore into a 45-minute and a 15-minute block is just not going to work. You pay in Singapore for an hour or part thereof, and if we were going to serve any libations or any service at the beginning, other than perhaps water already provided by the conference venue for a meeting, we would be up for doubling our costs. Singapore is and has been for the last 40 years, to my knowledge, when I've been doing things in there, over there, notoriously expensive and extortionately expensive for alcohol. So this isn't new, this is kind of predictable, but I think we will just have to have a dry beginning to the showcase, unless, you know, there's bottled water lying about. It's sad, but I don't think there's much we can do. I doubt very much if they would split the hour to drinks to begin and a secondary service after the first hour gone.
This is Siranus, if I may. I agree with you, Cheryl, and I think that initially we have the folklore performance, so there will be no need for having 15 minutes prior to that at the beginning of showcase any service. So we may split it an hour just at 7 o'clock as we start showcase at 6, if you see the agenda, and at 7 o'clock the service can start till the end of till 8 o'clock, so we'll be good for that, just to split that 45 and 15 minutes at the end. Maureen, please.
Thank you, Sarosh. Maureen speaking for the record. When we were in Beijing, we didn't start the catering until the second part. It was pretty packed in our official part of our event anyway, and I think that the same sort of thing's going to happen here with our, you know, with the events that are going to be running during that formalities part of it. So I think that, you know, like, I mean, having the formalities and everybody pretty much engaged is going to be such that, you know, like, then we move from there to the catering and then we can start it. I mean, I don't think that there's going to be any big deal about that. Thank you.
Maureen, thank you. And this is what... I share also the point. And just answering Sylvia's question, we need to know from Philadelphia if the dancers can split the performance in two at the end and at the beginning. This was our initial agreement with Philadelphia and Quick and discussion that we will need to have two performances, one at the beginning and the second at the end. And 600 was given as a price for two performances. Philadelphia, can you confirm that? Do we have dial out to Philadel, or he is only in Adobe's case?
Janusz Gisle here. Philadel is only on the Adobe Connect. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, if Philadel can respond to Sylvia and to all of us to confirm that we will have two performances, one at the beginning and one at the end, and the price 600 for that in the Adobe space, that would be really good. Thanks for posting the question, Heidi, to Philadelphia. So he is typing now. I think for your first question, Heidi, will people stay for 2 hours? The showcases which I saw, I think that people were staying till the end, especially if there is any performance there. I know that tango may not be, the lion dance may not be as good as tango, but I'm sure that it will be a fantastic show. So I think people will stay till the end. No, Philadel, we can't hear you, unfortunately. Okay, so the performance cannot be split into two for the lion dance. But that was we were discussing via through mailing list that we need one performance at the beginning and one performance at the end. So I think we didn't understand each other properly.
Uh, Hiranush, if I may, Cheryl here. If it can't, if it can't be split, then I would have some culturally appropriate music and some scenes showing on the overheads on the projection screens at the beginning. Go straight into formalities and then have the split between the purely formal and the more informal and networking done by, with the lion dance. It gives a clear break and it will allow people who do want to leave an appropriate time to leave. And just while I have the microphone, I think you may in fact find that if at the beginning of the showcase you announce that there will be a lion dance as a transition point, that will allow people to know, you know, how long they're going to be, you know, committed to each part. The only other thing, video is also perfectly good as well. So yeah, video, all sorts of things. We can tart the plays up to begin with. The other thing is, I was going to bring it up later in any other business, but I'll do it now. It might be quite auspicious if I know you were planning on only exchanging with AP NIC and hopefully AP TLD the memorandums of understanding that were previously signed. But it might be reasonable to either actually sign them during the event. It doesn't normally take a lot of time. It is something that people are used to standing around and watching while there's, you know, signatories and an exchange. It does add a certain degree of formality and it's a good photo opportunity. And if you were to do that at the end and then move into the lion dance, I think that would be quite reasonable. And it also then gives people an excuse, you know, they can stand up, stretch their legs, watch the signatories of the MOUs and then the lion dance comes in. Okay? Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Cheryl. This is really very helpful. And I think that the signing process will be, we decided, we were talking about that the signing process will be during the showcase. So that's a good point. We will start. Then, just summing up what we have discussed and seeing all the discussions, we can have at the beginning our PowerPoint with some music showing who is AP Rallo, who are there involved, and distributing the fans, takeaways which we are planning to prepare. And then we will start... I will announce that we will have Lion Show, as you mentioned at the beginning, and we will sum up the event with signing MOU and then have Lion Dance and networking. That's what we all agreed on.
Yep, looks good.
Okay. So I will make changes, appropriate changes in the agenda just to have all this there. So this is also very good that we clarified this, as we have Philadel also here to clarify the status of lion dance. I had at least other opinion that we could have two performances, but now it's done. So we'll have one, and it will be at the end of the showcase. Good. Let's move forward to the action items which we have. One very big issue to clarify just before going to the action items and to approve and disapprove what we had. I need to, we have eight speakers in our list for the showcase, and we have one just to be discussed yet. This is the representative of disability group which will come back later and see what any updates on that or no. But is there anyone in the agenda whom you think we can take out from the list, or maybe we should decrease the number, the amount of time for their speeches. Gisela, can you put the agenda? Actually, the link is. I'll post the link here right now. Here is the link, and I hope you see the agenda already. But if you have any suggestions on that, this will be really very helpful. So we have we will start with Olivier. And then we will have Fadi as opening with opening words. Then we'll go for Steve Crocker, Sebastian, and then we'll have quiz. And we have five speakers. We have Quick, we have Save, we have Holly, Cheryl, and disability group representative. So. Is there anyone you think? What are your thoughts on that?
Cheryl, normally I'd say ditch me, but because it is our last opportunity for outreach on the NOMCOM, I'm not going to say that. So perhaps, perhaps what we could do is cut time down on everyone. So for people like me, only give me 3 minutes. And the same with the others. Drop all your timings down, okay?
Okay, so Heidi, can we reduce, I was thinking that we can reduce the speaker's time from 4 to 8, but I was thinking that maybe Olivier, Fadi, Steve, and Sebastian will need 5 minutes, but we can reduce everyone to 3 minutes. I completely agree.
Give the main speakers 5, and give the rest of us 3, and that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. So we'll have first four speakers, first three speakers, including Olivier. Fadi, Steve, and Sebastian will have 5 minutes, and the rest of speakers will have 3 minutes. So that's good. Olivier, 3 minutes fine with you? Okay, we'll put 3 minutes for you, but we'll keep 5 minutes for Fadi, Steve, and Sebastian.
Yeah, and can I just say, I really think you probably need to ditch the speaker number 8, and we need to do something else to promote the disability and accessibility issues. It's not something that you can do. It's a very new subject. It's either a new subject or new people, neither of which we could rely on to be managed in 3 minutes. So let's take it out and deal with it in another way.
Okay, so if there will be no one from disability group, we will just take this out from the showcase agenda.
Yep. And if I have, and I probably will, be able to do my NOMCOM ad in well under 3 minutes, I'm the interim chair of the accessibility work group for ICANN, so I could just do a bit of a quick pitch and keep still, so that gives it a nod. I'll just try and multitask, okay?
Excellent. In that case, we may add 2 minutes to your speech as well.
Don't you be too generous.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. This is really helpful. We also agreed on that, on the time for speeches and the speakers. And related to the speakers, the invitation letters, I got the draft template from staff, and I prepared first two for Fadi and Steve for final approval. So as Sylvia mentioned, they are okay with that. And based on the changes in the timing at the agenda, I will prepare the final all invitation letters including APTLD and AP NIC representatives, and will send for your final review, and I will send it to Heidi, and also with Heidi we will discuss how to approach FADI. There are some internal ways of communication, so we'll come up with all this stuff, and hopefully we'll get the approval from all our speakers. Olivier, we will send you an official invitation, of course, but I think that we have your approval already. Do we?
Olivier speaking.
Yes.
I did unmute and then mute again. Maybe I was too fast. Maybe my finger was faster than my voice. It's Olivier speaking. Yes, affirmative. I'm okay with it. Fantastic.
Thank you very much, Olivier. Thank you. Yes, and thank you, Philadel. How much time the lion dance requires? Yes, please update us, and I will update in accordance with the agenda to have the appropriate timing for everyone. So now let's move to action items, which we have from the previous call. We have a couple of things to discuss. Letters, and we have talked that we have $2,180 from .Asia to fund the catering, and we still are waiting for the sponsorship package from the staff for AP Rallo and for AP NIC and for APTLD. Sylvia, any update on that? When we are expecting these packages?
Yes, this is Sylvia. We have prepared a package. We have already received feedback from staff in charge of sponsorship. So at the moment, we are finalizing it with Heidi. We will provide you with that as soon as we have it. But I wanted to mention that in the case of .Asia, we are aware that Edmond, in the past, he preferred to have a direct relationship with the hotel and not to go through a sponsorship arrangement. So we will need to get confirmation from Edmond on what is the preferred approach for channeling his contribution. And for the other contributions, of course, we can do a sponsorship package or we can do another type of arrangement. But we have a sponsorship package that we will provide to you.
Oh, okay. So, Cheryl, please.
Just have your hand raised. Thanks. Yeah, just brief sponsorship, Cheryl, for the record. Your two targets for sponsorship are AP NIC and APTLD, correct?
Yes.
Okay. If it's possible, I will be as... I'm not sure anyone else on this list other than Philadel will be perhaps in Malaysia for APRICOT and the APTLD meeting at the end of this month. It would be quite useful if we could have got the sponsorship packages to APNIC and APTLD so at my appropriate opportunity I can follow up with both Paul and Don. So if we can try and make sure that we have those out as soon as practical, and if all else fails, make sure that I can at least present them at the time of the APRICOT meeting at the end of the month. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl. I think that we have about $1,800 in. We need that much. So, and I think that today or tomorrow I will prepare the invitation letters for Don and for Paul. And we need to send this as soon as possible to them because we need to start the funds purchasing, and we need the time for ordering.
and for them to put the logo. So we need about three, four weeks for that. So we need to get the answer from them prior to the Apricot meeting. And luckily, if we get that answer,
okay,
we need to, at least we need that prior to that.
That's fine. I just heard some delay from what Sylvia was saying, and I was suggesting that seeing as it's the 6th now, and by the 22nd, we'll all be together, that would be a drop-dead date. And I suggest you also ask for $1,000 from each, USD.
Okay, so, yeah, $1,000 from APNIC and from APTLZ. So, yeah, I agree, and we'll put this in the letter asking them to fund for $1,000 for the showcase and see what they will answer to us. So I think the letters will be sent, I think, by the end of tomorrow. Prior to that, I will confirm with Heidi the text, and then I will send it to them. Thank you, and yes, we'll, and also I will mention the time of signing the MOU, that we'll do it during the showcase and put the exact time for them also to be aware.
Right.
Yes, the next action item from previous calls, which we need to discuss, so the number of people traveling there is aware. So we have 20 people who will be in Singapore from April Rallo. We will also, related to our brochure, Maureen, any updates when the final one will be sent? And yes, related to the brochures, they were not included in the budget, but I hope Heidi has a good news for that. Heidi, if you have any news from communication department, can you share it with us?
This is Heidi. I wish I had some positive news, but we have no news yet. So we did write to them, and we're just waiting to hear back. And we can follow up with them in the next day to see if they can. Normally they have in the past, so I would hope that if we just kept asking that they will agree.
Yes, thank you. We are speaking that the brochure will be published by ICANN without any expenses sent to Aitorallo. So the budget will come out not from the $1,200 available from ICANN, but from the another sources, ICANN sources, but they will be printed for Aitorallo. And Maureen, related to the brochure?
Thank you, Sirinosh. Maureen speaking. Yes, I've given them till tomorrow as the last date. We're actually just like one space short. So if I can get, you know, if I can get one more photograph, I'd be very, very happy. And it's looking good. And yeah, it's just, it is an A4 size colour, you know, back to back. So I think that as a takeaway, that should be a really good record, and everybody can see who everyone else is. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. And I think that we will have probably another week to go to finalize that. And add the diagram and the map which we were planning initially. And by the mid of February, we'll have it ready to be sent to Heidi. And hope by that time we'll also have good news from Heidi related to the printing for that. So thank you. Another action item. So I'm trying to come to the point. Yes, related to video, Emani is finalizing the video. Me and Maureen have seen the initial version of it, and I think it would be really a wonderful video for everyone to see. But this will be ready a little bit later. Hope prior to the event we'll see that we'll have the link for that. But if no, that will be a surprise for everyone. This is really an interesting video expecting us there. So related to funds, the next action item is funds. We agreed with Quick and Philadel, and thanks to Cheryl and Maureen's support, we finalized the what we want on the funds as a takeaways. So after having the answer from the sponsors that we need $500 for 200 funds as takeaways, we will be back to Philadel for asking him to order that. No objections on that, just updating what we have discussed. And yes, related to quiz questions, Pavan confirmed that he will make it on postcards, as was suggested by Cheryl, and it will be also shown on the screen. So the quiz part is quite complete, and as you all also know, there will be five prizes from .asia for the winners for that, and Pavan will be leading that part. Any questions? I'm trying to follow also the discussions in chat, but no questions there. Yes?
Tiranush, so regarding the quiz, there will be a keyword, right? What is the prize for the winners? And how? Yeah, go ahead.
What will be the prize, you said?
Yeah.
I think Pavan has sent the information that there are five questions and five winners and they will give five printable USB. I lost his email where he was mentioning what exactly will be the prize, but I will find the email. But they will give five prizes to all five winners. And what was exactly your question, Sylvia? What will be the prize? I will forward you the email received from Pavan. I'm not sure what was the prize for them, but I think people will be happy to receive that.
Okay.
Yes, and what else is in our action item? So in our action item, we asked Quick to check prices for Marina Basin, but I mentioned here, I updated it, that Gala is planned to be in that space, so we decided that Showcase will be in the conference venue. So for us, no much trouble to think about having Showcase in Marina Basin, which we initially were thinking about. But on Monday, we will go there for Gala, hopefully. What else? Anyone would like? I just want... Yes, do we have, I know Philadel, you are here, and Quick is not in the call, but do we have any update related link to Singapore ISOC, who is working on the disability project? So any update on that?
Cheryl here.
Yes.
Just if I may on that, the ISOC recommended person from memory out of Singapore is certainly involved in the accessibility ISOC chapter. But
okay.
As far as I remember, they're more technically oriented than socially oriented. So it might be appropriate to not only follow up with them, but also I think Janella on our other list, Sirinosh, the ICANN accessibility ad hoc work group, mentioned some other names. So could you make sure that our committee for the Singapore activities for ICANN also takes that two-prong approach, not just the tech base, but also the social one as well? Thanks.
Thank you. I think Danella has sent also that information to Quick, and he answered that he will get in touch to those people. Yes, and Danella also mentioned that the guy from ISOC, actually we want a disabled person to have a speech during our showcase, and Phil Adair mentioned that he will check with Quick. Yes, please. He has the information about the contacts, and Danella has sent those contact names to him. So please check with Quick the progress on that, and do we have a person who is interested to come and have a speech, and do we have a group of people who are interested to come for the ICANN meeting in general? Thank you very much. At least for now, we do not have any updates on that.
Sorry, darling. I think we just deleted the individual speaker from disability out of the program. So I did mention we should perhaps try and do something else. Because there's often logistics involved and indeed in some cases considerable cost with the technology or the human interpretation required, in getting various disability groups to be able to present to mixed audiences, it might be appropriate, and we do have enough time, to specifically ask for a small 3 to 5 minute video, which can in fact run at the beginning as we're all coming in and gathering for the event. And that way we can be very inclusive. We can perhaps have some signing going on and some subtext in various languages and just sort of pick up on a couple of accessibility issues, both physical, auditory and visionary. And then that will tie in with the need to have equitable accessibility for all as an issue, which of course ICANN is now recognising. Then if you could also get a local group who have a focus on accessibility to attend the ICANN meeting and specifically to attend our showcase, I think that would be a very good idea. Remember, I'm an advocate for this sector, but trust me, if you want to blow out your time, putting this sector on your run sheet is a good way to do it. So don't put them on your run sheet for an already packed event, but see if we can put together, and in many cases they'll already have small pieces of material that we can already use, and just put it together as a bit of a montage that can run. Thanks. And Maureen, it sounds to me like...
Thank you, Cheryl.
You're supporting me on that one. Thanks, dear.
Yes, I agree completely. The video is very... it's a good idea, and especially at the beginning we can put that video. Phil Adel, I will also send an email to Quick updating what we have discussed during this call, and also to you, Phil Adel, and please let us know if any group of disabilities will be interested to come. This was initially also asked for clarification, but also for the video maybe. We'll take out the speech part, but we'll probably have the opportunity for a video to show during the showcase for the others. Thanks for this suggestion. Really very good suggestion, Cheryl. Okay, Heidi, I was trying to read Heidi's note to
filler that was related to the brochure's printing. We in our list of what we are going to discuss, there is also MOU status. Just would like to let all of you know that MOUs are almost complete, and I think that in the way what we have now, Maureen has sent the final one, it will be sent also together with the invitation to... own MOUs, and we will ask them to come up with the final one. As till now, we extended the comment period from April Rallo members, and no comments had been received so far. So we'll move forward from what we have already now. Maureen, please.
Thank you, Serenosh. Maureen speaking. I just wanted to add that in order to do the final document, and we are of course still waiting on feedback, of course. But in order to do the final document, normally we would put the logos of the partners at the top of the document. And I was actually wondering, what do we use for AP Rallo's logo?
Thank you, Maureen. Staff, can you help us with the response?
Hi, this is Heidi. In the past, other RALOs have used the at-large logo, and at the very bottom, they just put the name of their RALO, sometimes with the color that is their color. So in the case of AP RALO, yes, that would be red. So it would basically be the at-large logo, and at the very bottom, it would say AP RALO in red. And I think we had that for Beijing, so let me see if I can find that.
Yeah, I think you've got art on that, Heidi, you're right.
Yes, I think I also have seen this with AP Rallo in red on it. So I also will send those the final MOUs, which we have up to now, to you, Heidi, together with the invitation letters. And we'll ask you to put the logo, as I don't have the JPEG file of it, to put it, and then we will send and ask APNIC and APTLD to include their logo also for the final document. Any comments on that? No. Okay, I think that we covered all action items, and also we updated what we have for now. So our next step is moving forward with APNIC and APTLD with 1,000 per each, asking for support for sponsorship. And I'll also update Holly on that. She may go forward with APNIC part. Anything would like to say something to add whatever has been discussed?
This is Sylvia.
No questions? Yes, Sylvia.
No, just wanted to thank you very much, all of you, for your hard work. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia, and thank you for support. I know this is a hectic time for all of us, and with especially budget changes for the last minute, but that's good that we will at least have time to come up with some solutions for that. And I also would like to thank everyone who was in the call, and local staff, Philadelphia, you are doing an amazing job. Thank you very much for being so punctual in getting back to all of us with all our tons of requests to you. Thank you very much. And thank you. Talk to you via email. I think that the next call, probably the last point, will be our next call on this. We may have we'll have updates during our February monthly call, but in the first week of March we may have another organizing committee call. Do we?
Yes, we will. Definitely need
yes.
To. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Okay, then we will plan something based on our letters to APNIC and APTLD. We may have another one at the end of February. So we'll discuss with staff and send doodle for to all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
and thank you all. Bye for now.
Bye bye for now.
Bye bye. Thank you.